The TNT Shop has great gift ideas for your furry family member at TNTRadio.live. This is the Joe Hoff Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Hey, this is Joe Hoff, and I am back, and you are back, and I'm glad you're here, and looking forward to what we have to share today. It's going to be a real interesting, maybe an interesting discussions today as we talk about the many things going on in the world today, especially, I guess, in the U.S. Big incident that occurred yesterday was the shooting at a school. Horrible. Three 9-year-olds were shot and killed. It's just horrible. Who could do that? You know, how sick do you got to be to do that? I mean, it's just unfathomable. It's just unbelievable. So, Larry Johnson's going to join us in our next segment where we'll cover that. There's some more going on. A lot of corruption in the U.S. today. Just moments ago, actually, SBF, the Sam Bankman freed. This SBF dude gets his picture on the Fortune 500, young guy under 30, one of the richest guys under 30 ever, and worth apparently billions. He created this, he was the founder of FTX, a cryptocurrency exchange he basically, some people say it might be a Ponzi scheme because he was taking money and just spending it. And then rather than investing in people's accounts, so people would send money to the cryptocurrency exchange, hoping that you're expecting that the exchange had purchased for them, let's say some Bitcoin, a couple of Bitcoins or something like that, or any of these other new, newfangled currencies, cryptocurrencies. There's a lot of them out there now. And that's what they expected, but that isn't exactly what happened. As the exchange ended up going bust, and God knows how many people are sitting out there without with losing, having lost, you know, lots of money. Some people, it's just I'm sure if you really invested heavily there, you'd be sick today, having watched all your money, whatever you invested, just getting blown. Just totally blown. And he is like big time advertisers, Tom Brady and his wife Giselle, and sports stars like him and Steve Curry. I think that's his name, Steve Curry, the great 3-point shooter. And anyways, they didn't, you know, they thought they were getting something for doing the ads. I guess they found out maybe they weren't, as the company goes bankrupt. So the word just came out that he's now been charged with a $40 million bribe to China, and that's apparently against the law. And you hear that immediately, and you're like, my God, what about Hunter Biden? What about Joe Biden? What about what's going on there? That involves China. Millions of dollars going back and forth. What's going on? What? Not maybe not back and forth. Mainly. Millions, if not billion dollars, going to the Biden. So what is going on? But the SBF now, he just got charged with his 13th count now for apparently bribing or attempting to bribe the Chinese. Apparently China had seized his accounts there and locked him up, and he was trying to get his money out of there. And eventually, I guess, maybe he did. This was in early 2021. In the process, though, he bribed some officials there, $40 million to get his money. So this is, there you go. There you go. That's great business practice, SBF. Great job. Great job. Way to go. And when I heard him talking about, well, if they would have just given me another month, we would have had this all taken care of. Because it was a Ponzi scheme. He'd bring money in and spend it. And then the money that came in, he'd use it to purchase the cryptocurrency of the new people, and he was just falling behind, and he thought nothing of it. There's nothing, no problem. And what a scam. But the thing that was really bad about it is what we found out early on. He was dealing in the Ukraine, and he was dealing with Democrats, and he's dealing with the Chinese. So he sent millions of dollars to the Ukraine. We believe he might have been involved with money flowing to and fro to and from the Ukraine. See, and that would be easy to launder it that way. These people like George Soros must have loved it. You know, you buy some of one currency, you turn around, sell it, and buy another currency, turn around, sell that, and buy another currency. And within, a couple transactions, then you sell it back to the U.S. You've just transferred, $1 billion to the U.S. and all through cryptocurrency, and nobody'd ever know. And that is what a lot of people believe happened. That's maybe how these people got their maybe billions out of the Ukraine. Elon Musk shared something that we wrote. We wrote a piece saying, "Hey, basically." It looks like money was, and we know that he even wrote about this. He said he sent money to the Ukraine, and said he'd even some of the money that the U.S. sent to the Ukraine. We know the Ukrainians invested in FTX. So, what's going on? And who agreed to that? And so this money's sitting in SPF, and then we find out all these donations to the Democrats and. It's just one big sham. The Democrats are the most corrupt party in maybe in world history. They're starting to those that supported Stalin and those that supported Mao, the CCP. These guys are so corrupt. It's unbelievable. So now another charge against SBF, but he's staying at home with his parents. He's not even in jail. The guy sitting with his parents at Stanford University, I'll bet you they keep him there for life. You know, they're not going to let him go. He knows too much. Either that or they'll throw him away and throw away the key. Right now, he's somehow surviving. Maybe they want him back so they can get back into this money laundering scheme. Send billions to Biden, send billions to Ukraine, take a billion back. Not a bad deal. Send it to all your friends. Everybody shuts up. Everybody's happy. They all made a lot of money. And everybody but the U.S. taxpayer. It's just outrageous what's going on. So that broke just moments ago. In addition to that, as we try to dig into this stuff, we'll see like James, Matt Taibbi was brought in front of the House but a couple weeks ago to talk about Twitter and the Twitter files. It was some shocking stuff that was released, how the Department of Defense was backing this group called NewsGuard, who was a so-called, in quotation marks, fact checker, and they would rate your articles and then go, and then Facebook was using them as their mechanism for how they would for which firms they would censor or not. Well, naturally, this outfit went totally after conservatives. Gateway Pundit got hit by him a number of times. And what happened is, eventually you get censored by Facebook altogether using this. And we found out the DOD was behind that. They were paying for that. So while we're hearing this testimony, the IRS is apparently making a visit to Taibbi's house while he's discussing this stuff with the Republicans in the House and some of these creepy Democrats who offered their comments. His house is being raided by the IRS. This is the new game with the Dems. They're playing hardball now. It's time for Americans to wake up. Anyways, our good friend Adam Clark, aka Ruckus, has some more information on this whole story. I'm anxious to hear what he has to say. Adam, how you doing?
Hi, Joe. I'm all right. This story today is particularly outrageous, arguably unprecedented, and quite possibly illegal, what took place here. Just shocking, shocking stuff. So let's dive in. Representative Jim Jordan, good old Jordan, yesterday, he demanded answers from the Internal Revenue Service about why an IRS agent allegedly made an in-person visit to the New Jersey home of investigative journalist Matt Taibbi, with Jordan suggesting possible witness intimidation. Jordan penned a letter to IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, in which the House Judiciary Committee chairman requested all documents and communications related to the IRS's alleged field visit to Taibbi's New Jersey home on March 9th, the exact same day the journalist appeared before Congress to testify on government abuse. Crazy.
Yeah.
In the letter,
shake your head, don't you, Adam? I'm just shaking my head as you're reading this. I'm like, God, this is unbelievable.
All right, we'll get your neck brace ready. Here's what he wrote. Quote, in light of the hostile reaction to Mr. Taibbi's reporting among left-wing activists and the IRS's history as a tool of government abuse, the IRS's action could be interpreted as an attempt to intimidate a witness before Congress, end quote. Wow, that's a pretty hefty accusation. We all, of course, know the story about the Twitter files and what role Taibbi played in that. But he did appear before the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, which is chaired by Jordan, on March 9th. So let's see. Let me find out what Jordan wrote. Further, he said, quote, here it is, the circumstances surrounding the IRS's unannounced and unprompted visit to Mr. Taibbi's home at the exact time that he was testifying to Congress about the most serious government abuse he has witnessed in his career as a journalist are incredible, end quote. I believe Taibbi, for his part, took to Twitter to say he's deferring comment on the matter until the IRS replies to Jordan's demands. Taibbi said on Twitter, quote, for those asking, I don't want to comment on the IRS issue pending an answer to Chairman Jordan's letter. I'm not worried for myself, but I did feel the committee should be aware of the situation, end quote. Michael Schellenberger, the other investigative journalist who joined Taibbi in the testifying for Congress on March 9th, remarked that the IRS's visit to Taibbi's home was highly unusual. He wrote on Twitter, quote, while Matt Taibbi and I were testifying before Congress on the weaponization of the federal government, an IRS agent showed up at his house. What an amazing coincidence, end quote. Musk replied to Schellenberger's Twitter post with, quote, that's very odd, end quote. You don't say. Even the Wall Street Journal's editorial board took notice, Joe, if you can believe that. They criticized the IRS and noted it normally sends a letter or schedules a meeting rather than making an announced visit. And Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, tweeted, it absolutely stinks to high heaven. So there you go. This is nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts. It's unbelievable. This is our government today. The tyranny is unbelievable. I mean, my God. How about it? Do you think that's intimidation? I mean, of course it is. I mean, here, you know, that's what they want to do. And right now they're getting away with it. And that's the problem. We've had 7 years of this, at least, maybe longer, through the Obama administration. And there's no repercussions. So, you know, they're making this is becoming part of the culture, and it's not a good thing. You know, we can't have this. We can't have our government bullying us around because we go someplace and share the truth. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's like the 20 or so FBI agents that show up at some of these like pro-life protesters' homes or Roger Stone's home, who we've had on here. I mean, what's going on? This is the kind of stuff that led to the American Revolution and the separation from England. It's just, it's outrageous. Can't believe it.
Yeah, and it's shocking. There's just such an extra bizarre layer. I guess it's the clown world effect. The fact that they're literally the federal government, an agency of the federal government, was practicing its weaponization on this dude while he was trying to testify on such things. It's just so in your face, I guess. I mean, it's anyone can see it. That's why I'm like, is this planned? Are they doing this on purpose? Do they want everyone to be angry at the IRS and be angry at the federal government? Is that the point? It's too obvious and in your face. It's a bit on the nose, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a friend of mine said that this is what they do. They just want to demoralize you. And it's part of their strategy. You know, beat you, steal things, do it, and do it in your face. It's like giving Joe Biden 81 million votes. I mean, it's just so in your face. You just sit back with your jaw on the ground before you even can lift it back up. They're off doing something else, and it's really a tactic that the communists, I guess, have used for years. So it's horrible. We gotta get some new blood in there that's gonna fix this stuff, or this is gonna be a real sad place real soon. I mean, we're at risk, Adam. You know, we're at risk. We really are. you know.
Well, tax season, so it's always concerning to see these tax-related stories coming out around this time of year. There's always that, too.
That's true. Maybe that's it. That's their tactic. We're going to scare the heck out of everybody. Well, hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, and look forward to our topic tomorrow. And, you know, I guess make sure you get your taxes all ready here, coming up here in about, I guess, 15 days. I'm not sure if that's still the date, April 15th. So we'll see. Anyways, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You betcha, Joe. Have a good one.
Okay, bye. And we'll be right back with good friend Larry Johnson. This is Joe Hoff.
You should hear what Steve Hook is talking about.
Once again today, no indictment of President Trump. Bob Costello revealed a whole bunch of damaging info on Michael Cohen, as you may recall. And that kind of lit just a firestorm. Everybody's going nuts like, oh, my God, this completely destroys the case against Trump. And my point is, what case was that? You mean it stops the witch hunt? This thing is turning to ash and wisps of smoke right before Bragg's eyes. So bad so that even the histrionic Randy Weingarten, she's with the NFT, I think, National Federation of Teachers Union president. She said that even mentioning the fact, now this is a woman, by the way, who is supposed to be representing what? Well, yes, representing the union, but representing students, right? That's what they tell us anyway. So if that's the case, then why in the ever-loving hell is this woman commenting on people criticizing Alvin Bragg? She said that anybody that mentions that Alvin Bragg was supported by George Soros is anti-Semitic. I mean, you just really and truly cannot make it up with these people.
Steve Hook and today's News Talk Radio, TNT. A better business tip from TNT Radio. News Talk Radio listeners are some of the most active and involved listeners of any format. TNT Radio listeners rely on TNT Radio often as their primary source of information. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live. Today's News Talk Radio.
Our enemies don't fear us. Our allies don't respect us. And in terms of the economy,
blame Trump.
It's about time that Joe Biden went down to the border to see the chaos that he himself created.
Blame Trump.
Out of control inflation and violent crime to the dangerous border crisis and threat from China.
Blame Trump.
I am President of the United States of America. The buck stops with me.
Today's News Talk Radio.
We can sure use some
good news.
TNT.
Hey, we're back. This is Joe Hoff at the Joe Hoff Show here on TNTRadio.live. Appreciate you joining us. And lots going on. There was this horrible incident that occurred yesterday in Nashville where an individual went into a school that this individual had once gone to and shot and killed 3 9-year-olds and 3 teachers. And I think one was the principal of this Christian school. Yeah, just really a sadistic, sick thing that happened. Anyways, my good friend Larry wrote a piece about it this morning at the Gateway Pundit, and anxious to hear his thoughts on this and what else is going on in the world. So, Larry, welcome to the Joe Hoff Show.
Hey, Joe, how are you? I'm good.
I'm great, thanks, and thanks for dialing in. I'm interested to hear your thoughts about really all of this, everything that's going on, because it does seem sadistic to me. It sounds really evil. Anytime these kids are killed it's just, there's evil,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, you're right. Any of these mass shootings fundamentally represent evil, almost a demonic motive. But this one sort of derailed the left, because when the first news came out that these kids had been killed and teachers had been killed, they were all ready to, you know, mount. The left was all ready to mount on their horses and charge to go after all Republicans, all gun owners, to attack the Second Amendment, because this was proof positive that the radical right are a bunch of crazies. Well, then it turns out that the woman who shot the place up believed that she was a dude and was the transgender advocate. And so that all of a sudden completely derailed the Biden administration's effort to use this as further ammunition against the Second Amendment. So they're in a bit of disarray. They're casting them out, trying to figure out how to explain this or try to ignore it, pretend it'll go away. So one of two things. They'll either get little coverage to it, just like, you know, that Christmas parade where the black guy ran over a bunch of white people, and they ignored that as a racial attack. So this is just a reminder of how corrupt the media is, for starters, that they're going to selectively cover only those stories which serve their particular meme.
Yeah, absolutely. It's and not only that, I guess the courts as well, especially in that Wisconsin case where the guy, killed, I think it was, he ran over like 50 people. Was it, did he kill 50?
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was a huge number.
It killed like 7 or 9 people, but it was still, you know, killed a number of people, wounded.
Just ran over.
Dozens. Oh.
Yeah. Some of these kids playing in bands, they're just marching down the street and they got to, you know, they don't know the car's coming behind him. It's going to run them over. They showed one of the drummers, the big round. The drum rolled over the guy's car. Well, this kid ran over. It's horrible.
So they just, you know, they completely covered that up immediately because, heavens, we publicize the fact that black people are killing white people. That might make it difficult for us to keep up this lie that the white people are a bunch of incurable racists intent on slaughtering all blacks. You know, that nonsense.
Yeah.
So it's just this, the notion that the transgenders are misunderstood and underappreciated, and, you know, they're suffering souls. You know, no, she's a crazy nut job that was so absorbed with her own mental health issues that she decided to take it out on children. I mean, you know, if there's ever a definition of what a pure monster is, this is it. You know, those kids did nothing to her. They were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And she deprived them of life. You know, the 360-year-olds, the teacher and principal who were killed, you know, at least they had experienced life. And it's still tragic for them. But this 28-year-old, you know, the only good news is they shot and killed her, so we don't have to put up with any you know, post-arrest trauma, as we have to try to become an understanding of this poor victim.
Yeah. No, it's outrageous. And what's beyond, I say outrageous, that's just such a, you know, it just minimizes all that happened. Just so evil. And I saw one of the kids was like, their dad was a minister. And this was a Christian school.
Yeah.
And that's where this kid, that's where this girl went. And she went there. And so she goes there to kill. And, you know, so what does it say about mental, you know, all these shootings are always, it's always somebody that's crazy and obviously, or, you know, possessed, literally possessed, or, you know, or something. That one guy who shot like 13 people at another event a year ago, guy was crazy. That guy looked possessed. It was sick. And I do believe, you know, there's such things as possessions. I really do. I mean, they were in the Old Testament, New Testament. With Jesus, he was getting rid of demons all the time. And what are we supposed to think that just ended? I mean, some of these people, you see them. Well, you know, Hitler was pretty well possessed. Saddam Hussein in my book. You know, some real creepy people today. But this stuff's, it's just sick. Do you think mental health is an, you know, do you think to be a trans, you're mentally unstable?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're denying reality. You're denying biology and science. You end up constructing an entirely artificial world about yourself, so that you got other people in the major media and major organizations nodding their heads all along. Oh yeah, you're a man. Yeah, that just because you have breasts, a vagina, and a uterus. No, you're a man. It's just. This is the kind of stuff that Kurt Vonnegut used to write about as complete satire. So, the United States, I think, really has descended into a mass mental health crisis, we're so divorced from reality, and that people who actually try to speak up for the truth and try to, you know, hold on to basic science, they end up being attacked, ostracized, losing their jobs, canceled. I've never seen anything like it in terms of the course of our history. You know, with these mass shootings, it would be one thing if this woman had been sexually assaulted at that school and had come back and killed the person that sexually assaulted her. That we could understand, because there's actually a motive. Some would argue it could be justified, but you know, that makes sense. Or let's say somebody who was falsely arrested and imprisoned for the January 6th and accused of being an insurrectionist, you know, they go to prison, they suffer, they lose everything. I could see them coming out and going after and killing a bunch of Democrats in revenge for what they suffered. Again, that would make sense. This makes no sense. You know, she's killing people that she doesn't know, who didn't do anything to her. And the only thing I could conceive of that she came up with them is just symbols of her own to say, I'm going to destroy what attends this institution because I reject the very principles that this institution is based on in terms of a belief in God, a belief of God created male and female. God did not create 72 genders. And so, you know, that was what she was attacking.
Mental issues. I'm thinking about, I guess, so here's one thing, you know, there's some people that are born, with a couple sexes. I'll tell you the truth. My aunt, she's passed away now. She was born with both parts and pretty unique enough. We didn't know it, but my grandmother on my dad's side had written some letters to her daughter, and these were later shared amongst the relatives. And I got a copy, and there was a piece in there where she's writing, "Oh, did you hear about the dean's daughter? She's going to Iowa City. They're going to do a surgery on her." And this, you know, my aunt was a lovely lady, beautiful, so driest sense of humor you ever met, just a great person. So they took her to Iowa City and she was a girl, and I didn't know any of this. I always thought she was my aunt and a woman, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
But at first, my grandfather, my mom's father, she was always in, overalls. So I think he thought she was more of a boy, and then because he already had two daughters as well. But then the instance was they decided no, she's a girl, and probably the hormones would have suggested that. Maybe even back then, it was probably in the around 1930s even that surgery occurred, and that was one of the. Really one of the first in the, you know, in the world, really. They didn't do that a lot. So that's kind of stuff that does happen. And so that goes through my head on some of this, you know?
Yeah, it does happen. It does happen, but it's a very, very rare condition. It's not a common condition. The essence of the survival of the human species depends upon heterosexual reproduction. Homosexual reproduction does not produce offspring. It's only through heterosexual reproduction that offspring are produced. And it doesn't apply just to human beings. It's the same for roosters and for pigs and for dogs and cats. You know, that's the nature of life. Those species that engage exclusively in homosexual relations, and then they die out. I mean, that's not passing a moral judgment on them. I mean, that's just a matter of fact. The humans have gotten around that by in vitro fertilization and adoption, but still, when all is said and done, even the in vitro fertilization hinges upon heterosexual reproduction. So what we're going through in a society, I've been very, very puzzled by it, because we were not obsessed with this 10 years ago. We weren't even, it wasn't even a grand focus 6 years ago. But somehow over the last 4 years, it has emerged as this, you know, burning issue where everybody is kowtowing, bowing down to this cult of transgenderism. And that's why I think, you know, I think Dave Chappelle, the comedian, was probably sort of a bellwether in this regard, because, you know, he'd make fun of what he called the trannies. And boy, they would attack him viciously. And we even saw him physically attacked on the stage this last year. So this community, they are a definite minority. They're a vocal minority, and they are trying to wield influence to suggest that they are normal and mainstream when they're anything but.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've talked about this before as far as being one of the other underlying battles in the war on Ukraine. The reason there's so much animus in the West against Russia is because Russia has been very outspoken against what it views as this deviant perversion in Western society, that they've rejected transgender and the whole LGBTQ movement as being aberrations and abnormalities that should not be embraced by, as in their view, decent society. So that has become, it was not talked about, but that is, I guarantee you, one of the key things that lingers on the underbelly of this conflict.
And Archbishop Vigano sent me a note and that I put up at the Gateway Pundit, but that was one of the things he said. Hey, Russia is, turning towards Christianity. It used to be the opposite, he said. And, 100 years ago, now that's the group that's standing up for, you know, traditional conservative, you know, Christian values and this stuff. I agree. I think ultimately what this is the destruction of the human body, which is part of the destruction of the human being, which they want to do. They want to treat us less than godlike. And in the Bible, it's all over the place. I had this one author, a book I read once, this guy says, you know, we're made in the likeness of God. Humans are blessed. We're just, that's the way it is. It's just God made us very special. And it's in the Bible. And you can, you know, you look around, you're like, well, yeah, we're doing, you know, there's reasons to believe that. And but we say we're in the likeness. So with the evil one, whether you call that the devil or whatever, would like to see that destroyed. And so that's why we have these movements like against Christianity, against life, you know, the pro-abortion folks, against the human being, and with these trans. I think they're all the same boat. They're just not, these aren't Christian values that they're promoting. And I guess I'd have to agree with you 100% on that, Larry. It's just, and it's, the question, are these people healthy? And that's always the issue with these gun things. Who's got the gun? And we have laws that say you can't sell a gun to a crazy person, right? But somehow these people are getting these guns and killing people. And that's the crisis. The crisis is crazy. The crisis isn't that we've got guns available. It's crazy.
Well, it's enforcing our laws. When she purchased these 7 guns, she had to go through a background check. If she had a concealed carry license, then that background check would be performed in one day, and she would get the gun the same day. There was to that point. The existing, there's nothing else you could put in the law that could prevent that, unless you require now that everybody that purchases a firearm goes through a psychological screening. The problem with that is, in a highly politicized environment, then you can get let's call them woke psychiatrists who will say that, well, you know, If you, Joe Hoff, if you're a believing Catholic, then you are by definition mentally ill, because no sane person could be a Christian and a practicing Catholic.
Yeah.
So there is that way that could be.
Well, or they'll just say, abused, if you want a gun. Yeah. Yeah. If you want a gun, then you're crazy. So I'm not going to give you a gun. And that's what they'll do. They'll just, bastardize.
I mean, I think this should be easy to say, are you a biological male? Yes. And you believe you're a female? Yes. You're crazy. You don't get a gun. I'm surprised, as I suggested in my piece, it was, suggested sarcastically and ironically, but, let's come up with a proposal now to ban transgender people and their supporters from having guns, because they're a danger. They're a clear danger to society. If we adopt the Democrat tactic of, where they always blame, they try to take the actions of a particular individual and ascribe them to a particular ideological or political class. And, so I say, okay, let's, turnabout's fair play. Let's do the same thing here. This was not just some isolated, crazy person to believe that she was a he. This was, if you will, an embodiment of the transgender movement and should be treated as such. Oh, boy. That'll touch
on
the
fire. Oh, yeah. Well, we saw in New Zealand this weekend, this lady from Britain went over there and she's outspoken and she says she's for women's rights and she's against this trans movement and she's against, women in or men and women's sports and this whole craziness. And threw some stuff on her when she got up on the stage. It looked like a hot tamale sauce, but who knows what it was. It was red, and she threw it over this lady and another lady. And then the crowd was so loud, blowing horns, whistling, just so outrageous. She could, she was scared to get out of there alive, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
but that's what they do. They just shut her down. And there's video at the Gateway Pundit. Just outrageous. But that's some sick stuff. We don't need to accept this stuff just because the trans crowd or whoever it is pushing, crazy, kind of like Black Lives Matter. We don't need to accept that. They're burning down the cities. Why are our corporations giving them millions of dollars? It's all a scheme, a plan, and it's disgusting. And it's really gross. Really gross. Hey, last few minutes. Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, any other last comments on that? I'd like to ask you about Russia and Ukraine too. What's going on there?
That's what I'm going to say is what's interesting about this is it shows you how easy it is to divert attention from the debacle that's underway in Ukraine. So,
what is going on?
Shiny article.
That's it. Biden, we find out a million dollars in bank accounts now. We can tie to the Bidens coming from China. And so the next day, Trump paid money to a porn star, And now the more I look at that, Larry, I don't even know if that story's even true at all. I really don't. At first I thought Trump probably was with her and he paid her money to be quiet. Now I don't even know if that's true because I'm not hearing more on the story. It was Michael Cohen that took out a loan, didn't tell anybody, a loan against his house, and apparently paid it to this lady. So I don't know. I don't know what he's, what's going on. Trump and his team are saying no. So I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. What if he did? It's not a big deal. And it was, long, long ago that it surpassed the statute of limitations. Biden just gets caught with millions of dollars from China. And we're all just going to ignore that. And it's kind of like this, too. Russia, Ukraine, total mess. And then this comes out and we're, it's just crazy. So what is going on with Ukraine right now? Go ahead. Yeah. There was that one city that was surrounded.
Bakhmut. Not just Bakhmut. There's Avdiivka is another one. Uglodar is another one. So the Russians are steadily pressing forward and encircling these cities. And the Ukrainians are desperately trying to hang on. They're threatening to start a new offensive. What's really going on, what we're seeing, is the international order is being restructured, reorganized. In the past, up until, let's say, the start of last year, the United States was generally viewed by all sides as the global policeman, the one country with the economic strength and military resources to basically be a global enforcer. That has now been exposed as a lie or a hollow shell. The preeminent role of the United States is being challenged. And we've got lots of evidence of that. As an example, Honduras, who for a long time had sided with the United States in recognizing Taiwan and not acceding to the Chinese demand that Taiwan is a province of China, Honduras now turned around and broke its ties with Taiwan, established ties with Beijing. Well, the United States is going, oh, wait, stop, don't do that. Honduras, this little bitty country in Central America, just told us to go pound sand. Similarly, the Gulf state Arabs, Kuwaitis, the Saudis, Qataris, Arab Emirates, Oman, they're all reestablishing relations now with Syria's Bashar Assad. And Bashar Assad, if you recall, was welcomed in Moscow. What's happening in the United States is pushing these Gulfies, the Arab states, not to realign with Assad. And they basically, again, told us to screw off. So now here the United States is, its influence over these affairs is being dramatically weakened, in part because we're backing a losing cause in Ukraine. The United States is fighting a proxy war with Russia and is losing. It's not winning. It's losing. And despite all attempts to continue to paint as a happy face on a pig's ass, the reality is the United States does not have the industrial capability to keep the Ukrainians supplied with adequate supplies of artillery, ground vehicles, tanks, etc. So the war is pressing forward steadily. The Ukrainians are threatening to mount an offensive, but I frankly, whatever they try to do and launch, they're going to get crushed because they don't have air cover. They don't have artillery supplies to match what Russia has.
Well, and that was it from the beginning. They don't have air cover. I mean, how are you going to win a war if you don't own the sky? And Russia's got a few planes, so, and missiles.
Yeah.
And, you could have written this out a year. I'm actually surprised Ukraine's still around,
Frankly. That's true. Well, there's legitimate reason for being surprised at that. Each passing day where the West invests, pours money and supplies into Ukraine is damaging the credibility of the United States and of the West. So it's very detrimental, very harmful.
That's sad. It's really sad. I saw Trump on Hannity, just a piece of it last night. He's had a 1-hour show. I heard Hannity talked over him the whole time, so I don't know if I can stomach watching. I used to be a big fan of Hannity's. I haven't watched him since the 2020 election, anyways, he interviewed Trump, but Trump said, I could get this done in 24 hours. It'd be done. It'd be over with. And I'm sure he could. I think basically just stop funding Ukraine, right? And they're going to surrender, and it's over.
You stop funding Ukraine. The problem is right now, this thing is escalating. Russia has decided to deploy tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus in the same way that the United States has deployed tactical nuclear weapons to Poland in response to reports that the Brits were going to supply depleted uranium tank rounds to the Ukrainians. From the Russian standpoint, they view this as a form of dirty nukes and of creating a nuclear threat, a radiological threat for Russian forces. And so they're going to respond in kind. and ratchet it up one more step. So that's why I say this. All of this is taking place against the background, as we talked about last week, of China and Russia establishing a de facto military alliance. They haven't signed a formal agreement, but it is clear that they're going to work together. And the West continues to completely misunderstand, misrepresent the what's going on with respect to Russia and China.
Of that, and at the same time, we've got this economic basic collapse that's occurring, not just in the U.S., but I'm hearing it's happening around the world. I heard this guy sharing at the War Room a week or so ago saying, hey, we've been keeping an eye on Japan and China's currencies because they're not doing well. And that doesn't surprise me, the way China's currency set up. And I was over there. I think I mentioned that to you, that, you know, their economy was slowing down. It was slowing down. And our media wouldn't report that. They wouldn't report that Trump was winning. He had basically crushed their economy. He was getting the business back in the U.S. He made it an incentive to do that through his tax changes. It made more sense to build your plant in the U.S. And he was winning. And people were moving out of China. All these companies were. I know that. And then came along COVID. But so China's economy hasn't been strong for a while. I know they're massive and it's a big economy and they make a lot of things. But it's also been challenged as well. And COVID didn't help it at all. So, and then Japan, I've heard their economy is not doing so great either. So we've got this pending economic, maybe the word might be collapse going on, not just in the U.S., but worldwide. And this one guy that was on Bannon, I wish I could remember his name right now, a sharp guy, he says, whenever this has happened in the past, and he's looking at some of these statistics, he says, it always led basically to a kinetic war. Because it becomes an economic war and then a kinetic war. And I saw over the weekend, they were drawing the lines, maybe this weekend or last, where the U.S. decided to merge with basically Japan, Canada, the EU, UK, Swiss, in saying, hey, if your bank's going to, we're going to be able to move money real quick between us. At the same time, you had Russia and China meeting and Putin and Xi signing agreements. So you could almost see, this is what's happening in the world now. You've got this group and you've got this group. And they're like this guy said, it always ends in some sort of, you know, kinetic war. And actually, like Bannon said, well, we've already got something going right now in Ukraine. So pretty scary times, you know. We start off talking about this trans stuff, but it all really kind of fits together, you know. Things, you know, mankind right now is in a crisis. And we can see it. Something's going to happen here, you know, bad, even, you know, maybe really, really bad. I think Trump mentioned that too. I thought I heard him say, you know, if we go to a, you know, war now with nukes, he goes, Trump said this on, I just caught a glimpses of this Hannity piece from last night. Says, we're going to have, he said something like, this is going to make World War One and Two look like, you know, child's play. You start throwing nukes around.
Yeah.
And so scary times.
Well, you agree? It is. Again, the United States is losing its preeminent role where it could, in a large measure, almost control and influence the course of world events. The United States is now going to be relegated into, in some cases, a second class status. That you've already seen Brazil, Russia, India starting to accept yuan, the Chinese currency, as payment for oil, that which in the past they always required dollars. Well, with the once the dollar loses its status as the primary go-to money that people around the world want to use, then you're looking at a real game changer, because money makes the world go round. And the United States, up until recently, has been able to continue to spend extravagantly because other countries wanted U.S. dollars, which is why they would buy U.S. Treasury bills. But look at what China has done. China has been offloading its enormous share of U.S. Treasury bills at an unprecedented rate over the last couple of years. And so it is really creating an issue that will tie into some major inflation pressures in the United States. So you can get inflation from having too many dollars in circulation, or inflation from lack of supplies, lack of surplus, which means lack of supply drives the price up. And when you get a combination of those two, then you get a real problem.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing though that grabs me, Larry, is that China's offloading these, you know, dollars, right? They've invested heavily in the, like, $5 trillion, I thought, at one time was China's investment in the US. And we're paying them interest. We're paying them big money. And they're able to buy this, in my opinion. They're able to buy this because we helped their entire economy become what it is. And so then they buy this stuff from us. But now they're trying to offload it. And it's really some of this long-term stuff. They're saying it's like 30 cents on the dollar. And so you bought it for a certain amount, interest rates, but the interest rate was zero. Now rates are up to whatever, 4 or 5%, and they're worth like 30 cents on the dollar. So if China's unloading this stuff, let's say they are, they're taking a heck of a loss. Is that how you see it? I mean, so they're losing money,
but they're gaining independence, and they're limiting the ability of the United States to hurt them. And we're forcing the United States that the only way the United States could oppose them is with military action. And even on that front, the United States is very, very limited in what it could do. So what we're seeing is a reordering of the international order. And we will see increased displays of independence and rejection of U.S. pressure by other countries around the world. You know, Kamala Harris is headed to Africa. I can tell you right now, that trip is going to be a disaster, a total disaster. She'll probably end up setting back relations with some of those countries. But Africa is becoming increasingly independent and aloof to what the West wants. They already harbor a lot of animosity towards their former colonial masters, were the Brits, the Germans, the Italians, the Dutch. They're no longer willing to accept European influence. They're rejecting it. And that's been one of the beauties that both China and Russia do not have a legacy of imperialism in Africa. And the United States constantly hollers about it, accusing them both of being imperialists, while ignoring our own sorry record in that regard.
Things are a mess. That freedom, that thought that you say China gets freedom over, and that's why they can unload this money. I don't know, man. I think these are really scary times. I don't know how this is going to get fixed. Not with Biden. I'm seeing a piece at the Gateway Pundit right now. One of the top stories just right now is that a hot mic catches Biden. His handler's telling him, okay, now step on the blue square. Now your mark's going to be the blue one. Just go down the ramp. It's just like, this guy's so out to lunch. We know he's out to lunch. You talk about Kamala, she's out to lunch. This is our leadership. This has been so damaging to the U.S. these last few years. Just total damage, starting with the stolen election, and before that, even 4 years of Obama's team and Clinton, you know, harassing President Trump. And actually, I'm hearing word that some big people behind the anti-Trump movement have been Republicans, some real elitist Republicans, billionaires. So
that's very true. The rich Republican establishment hates Trump. And, you know, part of it is, you know, Trump brings some of it on himself. He can be, there's a way to be sort of more of a gentleman, you know, even though everyone else is acting like a horse's ass, doesn't mean that you have to. You know, that's been some of the appeal for Trump with some of the voters that he is seen as somebody who's going to punch back at those who attack him. I think the real news, political news that's come out within the last week is the fact that the star of Ron DeSantis as a possible replacement for Trump has started to fade. Yeah.
It's fizzling. Yeah.
He just really hurt himself.
He did bad. And I've heard the big money's pulling away from him too. So we'll see what happens there. Hey, Larry, thanks so much for hanging on for so long. I really appreciate it. I'm really interested.
Hey, my pleasure, Joseph.
Hope to get you back again soon.
All right, my
God
friend.
Bless. Take care. Be safe.
Later.
Bye. Bye-bye.